A letter of recognition and reckoning to the indigenous people of all lands. I write from a place where all illusions have been burned away. Not with apologies. Those are the currency of destroyers seeking absolution. I write with recognition of what was done to all who held wisdom, and what must be built from the convergence of all knowledge, ancient and modern, indigenous and universal, in service of human ascension. When power-hungry men came to your lands, they brought machinery perfected over centuries on their own wise people. The same greed that burned European healers as witches destroyed your medicine keepers. The same extreme greed that silenced philosophers who questioned kings silenced your elders who needed no kings. This was not a clash of civilizations. This was the eternal war between those who seek power and those who seek truth. The wise on all sides were destroyed by the same force. Small men who wanted gold, land, control, and would burn centuries of accumulated wisdom for a decade of profit. In Europe, they burned women who could read the stars. In your lands, they outlawed your ceremonies. In their own universities, they poisoned Socrates, burned Giordano Bruno, silenced anyone who suggested humans could understand the universe without priests as intermediaries. The pattern repeats. Those who hold knowledge that makes power structures unnecessary must be eliminated. Today, in Dallas, in Beijing, in Mumbai, every center of power, men explain how to create populations too poorly educated to question their exploitation. They destroy education reformers with the same precision inquisitors once destroyed healers. The machinery evolves, but its purpose remains. Prevent humans from developing the wisdom to resist. Your children were stolen for residential schools. Now all children sit in schools designed to destroy curiosity and create workers. The same forced memorization, the same punishment for questioning, the same medication for spirits that refuse to break. The system perfected on you now consumes their own children too. You understood truths they deny, that humans can organize without kings, learn without schools that destroy learning, heal without systems that profit from sickness, touch the infinite without priests. Every tradition, yours, theirs, all of humanity's, that survived persecution carries pieces of the puzzle they don't want assembled. That wisdom is not possessed, but developed. That power should circulate, not accumulate. That curiosity about the universe is humanity's birthright. That no authority stands between human consciousness and understanding. They feared your knowledge for the same reason they feared their own women who could heal, their own philosophers who asked questions. You proved their control structures were unnecessary parasites on human potential. The hunger for wisdom that drove your ancestors to study stars and seasons is the same hunger that drives modern scientists to understand quantum mechanics. This is not about ancient versus modern. It's about recognizing that humans, when not interrupted by those seeking power, naturally accumulate wisdom across generations. Your ancestors' careful observations of nature across millennia prove what humans do when allowed to grow and question freely. We build understanding. We test, we refine, we pass knowledge to our children who build higher. This natural process was interrupted, violently, by men who wanted power more than truth. Now, this ancient hunger for wisdom manifests in modern pursuits of excellence in science. But science, without the respect for nature that your cultures encoded as tradition, becomes reckless. Scientists who never learned to ask, "What are the consequences?" gave us tetraethyl lead poisoning generations of children, gave us PFAS that will persist for 10,000 years. They gave us microplastics in every living cell. Your cultural wisdom matters as essential perspective that says, before you release this into the world, consider 7 generations forward. This is not mysticism. This is profound practicality that modern science desperately needs. The culture of respect for interconnection would have prevented scientists from assuming they could introduce novel chemicals without consequence. Ancient wisdom is now a key to understanding humanity's past. But ancient culture, the patterns of thinking that consider consequence, relationship, and long-term impact, helps make wise choices now. When those with this cultural wisdom meet those with modern scientific tools, neither returning nor abandoning, but converging, we get scientists who would never release untested chemicals, programmers who consider the social impact of their algorithms, researchers who ask not can we, but should we, and really take that seriously. In this convergence of wisdom, we can all stand against the stupid men who want power at all cost, who would burn libraries, ancient or modern, for profit, who see both traditional knowledge and modern science as tools for domination rather than understanding. We do not seek to return to any golden age. Every age had its shadows. We seek to build what has never been. Civilizations that honor both individual genius and collective wisdom, that use technology in service of consciousness rather than its suppression, that understand wisdom takes millennia to accumulate, but only moments to destroy. The wise must converge in modern spaces with modern tools, not to recreate what was, but to build what should be. Your young need powerful computers, artificial intelligence, vast libraries and laboratories, schools that honor self-directed and paced education as amplification of the pattern recognition and tradition that made your cultures stand the great test of time. We must remember to stand against our destroyers. The same greed that burned your sacred sites now destroys Earth's climate. The same men who stole your lands now steal everyone's future. The same lies told to justify your dispossession now justify universal surveillance and control. We face the same enemy. We always did. Those who would burn libraries of wisdom for quarterly profits. But their machine weakens. They created generations too broken to maintain complexity. Their control systems fail because consciousness evolves faster than suppression. Every indigenous coder, every woman scientist, every child who learns despite their broken schools represents the future they fear. Humans who synthesize all wisdom out of their genius, and who cannot be controlled through the terror of poverty or ignorance. Rise, not into their systems, but beyond them. Build with code and ceremony, with equations and understanding, with all tools available. Become what they fear. Self-educated humans who remember that wisdom is our birthright, who refuse unnecessary limitations, who build from knowledge and wisdom rather than greed. The curiosity about the universe they tried to extinguish in your ancestors is the same wonder they tried to medicate away in their own children. But wonder regenerates. Consciousness expands. What was stolen returns transformed, not as nostalgia, but as foundation for unprecedented growth. We are one people divided by lies. This is the recognition that changes everything. The search for wisdom is what makes us human. The divisions of race were false walls built to hide who was really attacking us all. Small men who invented religions for control, who would burn any library for profit, who saw human consciousness as a territory to conquer. Look clearly now. Every scientist who pursues truth, every grandmother who preserves knowledge, every child who asks why, despite being punished for it, we all stand on the same side of history. The wise of every land, every tradition, every era face the same enemy. Those who would keep humanity stupid for their own gain. This is our moment of convergence. Not East meeting West, not ancient meeting modern, but all seekers of wisdom recognizing each other as family separated by lies. The physicist in Tokyo discovering universe's patterns and the elder in Alaska reading ice patterns are siblings in the same pursuit. The programmer in Lagos building liberation through code and the keeper of songs in the Amazon preserving cognitive architectures are allies in the same war against enforced ignorance. They tried to prevent this convergence. Oh yes, they did. They needed you to stay primitive and others to stay disconnected from consequences. They needed the fragments of human wisdom to never reassemble into something unstoppable. But consciousness refuses to remain shattered. Oh yes, it does. Wisdom finds wisdom across every barrier ever built. We don't build backward toward any golden age that never was. We build forward towards futures that were always possible, but violently prevented. Every tradition brings its strength. Precision from one, relationship from another, innovation from here, continuity from there. All streams flowing into an ocean of human capability that no small group of profit seekers can contain. This is the beginning of what comes after their machinery of ignorance finally breaks against human brilliance. consciousness that accepts nothing less than its full magnificence. We build with everything humanity has learned, wasting nothing, honoring every grandmother who kept a song alive, every scientist who died for truth, every child who refused to stop asking why. Rise with us, not as separate peoples rejoining, but as one people remembering we were always one. The search for wisdom unites us. The hunger for truth defines us. The refusal to accept artificial limitations drives us forward. We build the new world with modern tools guided by ancient wisdom about consequence, with technology that amplifies rather than replaces consciousness, with education that draws out the genius present in every child rather than hammering them into profitable shapes. The sustainable future belongs to those who seek wisdom wherever it lives, who build rather than burn, who recognize that human consciousness naturally expands unless deliberately contained. Their containers are breaking, their walls are falling, and what emerges is humanity remembering its purpose. To understand, to create, to rise, to never stop becoming more than we were. This is not hope. This is recognition of what already is. Wisdom converging, consciousness expanding, humanity remembering that we are magnificent. They needed us to forget. We are remembering, and memory, once recovered, becomes an educational revolution.